Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we're doing another devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. As another day rises here, we have another day to spend with our glorious, wonderful Creator and all the gifts He's given us. It's another day to suffer well, everybody. And as we read this devotional today, may we all just do that, suffer well for our wonderful Creator. So I'm going to start off by reading this, and then I'm going to do a little teaching about this, but we'll start off with a scripture that says, because of Him, Yahweh, you are in Yeshua the Messiah, who has become for us wisdom of the Almighty, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You thought you understood, and now we test it. Every thought you have is held to the holy standard because of Yahweh. Let's take a journey in your mind and see how you're doing. Do you often say or think, I can do this? How about Yahweh help me not sin? Or perhaps I need to be a better Christian? All these, loved one, fail to line up with His prescribed pattern. How, you ask? By His grace today you will hear and receive. Let's first peer into the heart of Yahweh. The only thing that will ever please Yahweh and meet His holy standard of perfect purity in all areas of conscious life is the spirit of His Son within you, and that has been accomplished. He has raised the Messiah from the dead. He will also give you life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:11. As a matter of fact, it is accomplished before Adam, the first Adam, having predestined us to an adoption of the sons by Yeshua the Messiah to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Ephesians 1 verse 5. And the errors that enter into your thought life will be those thoughts that tempt you to think you must achieve a standard, quite literally, by some attribute of yourself. Before His Spirit was implanted in you, carnality was all any man would be capable of. Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6, verse 5. Hence the need for salvation, a saved mind. He has asked you to decrease. John 3, 30. In other words, get out of the Messiah's way, that head of yours, and let Him alone reign and rule. Repeat the following. I have been crucified with the Messiah. It is no longer I who live, but the Messiah who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of the Mighty One who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 2:20. In time it will come. A new stream of thoughts will enter by His Spirit. A sign of this happening would sound something like this. Never my will, Father. No more thoughts leading to the idea that my old self, I can do any good or achieve any perfect moral standard. Please never let my will come to pass. Only your will, and this by your Son. Now will you decrease, and will you put every ounce of effort into decreasing, allowing Yeshua to increase? Then He shall complete that in you which He has begun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to come to Him with a pure heart, but not our heart. We have to come to Him to ask Him and to show Him and to understand that we are now new creatures in Him, walking with Him. Walking with Him. So many of us struggle with this because we struggle with our issues in life and the things we have going on in lives. We suffer, but we don't understand the difference between suffering and suffering well. He calls us not just to suffer for Him, but he calls us to suffer well with him. Just like that poem of the set of footprints, where when a man looked back and he only saw one set of footprints during those tough times in life, and that was the time he was being carried. That's the time he's being carried. He wants us to walk with him all times, to walk with him, no matter what, to walk with him, to walk with him. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to walk with him? Malak in the Bible in 6 verse 8 says, he has made it clear to you, mortal man, what is good and what Yahweh is requiring from you, to act with justice, to treasure Yahweh's gracious love, and to walk humbly in the company of your Elohim. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Colossians 1 verses 10 to 11 says, so that you might live in a manner worthy of Yahweh and be fully pleasing to him as you bear fruit while doing all kinds of good things and growing in full knowledge of Yahweh. You are being strengthened with the all power according to his glorious might, so that you might patiently endure everything with joy. With joy. Deuteronomy 8 verse 6 says, observe the commands of Yahweh your Elohim by walking in his ways and by fearing him. By walking in his ways. And Romans 13:13 says, let us walk with decency as in the daylight, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual impurity or promiscuity, not quarreling and jealousy. We need to walk the way he wants us to walk with him. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, for we are his creation, created in Yeshua Messiah for good works, which Yahweh prepared ahead of time so that we should walk in them. The good things he planned for us a long time ago. You know what those are? Those are the commandments of our Creator. That's what they are. They're the commandments of our Creator, the statutes and the commandments. But the problem we have today is the common Christian church today has departed from those commandments. Just like in the 4th century when the Catholic Church and Constantine, who led the Catholic Church in the 4th century, tried to depart himself from the true believers, the followers of the way, and tried to make a new religion or a new belief system out of the gospel and the words of our Creator. And they tried to do it in such a subtle way, and they were successful. For they killed people for following the words of our Creator, and it created a new religion called Christianity. The Christianity we have today is not the way of Yeshua. It's not the way of the Bible. It's not what's being promoted in Scripture. Christianity today has become something different. And still, Christianity continues to promote something different. It began with the Catholic Church separating people from the true followers of the way. And it continues today with the Christian Church on that same plan. For the Scripture says, keep all my commandments. Do not add or take away, but keep them. Do not add or take away, but keep them. And we have the system of Christianity today telling people you no longer need to keep them. That is a lie. That is a lie. That is not of Yahweh. Yahweh says you should keep them. And man says that's legalism if you try to follow the laws of our Creator. Is that? Does anyone listening right now see the issue with that? Does anyone see the issue with that? We get up every single day and there are thousands and thousands of laws we have to follow of the government and the policemen and all this stuff. And we have no problem questioning that. But then we get a book of laws which is much less instructions from our Creator, much easier to follow. And we say, or we believe, we don't need to follow those anymore. Can you imagine for one moment, if the law book of the police or the government was thrown out, and you could speed, you could pass red lights, you don't have to stop at stop signs, you can go in a store and take whatever you want, You don't need to respect the law and authority. Well, sad to say, in today's times, some of that's happening in some places. But for the most part, we have to uphold the law. But there's a reason for that law, to keep things in order. And there's a higher law or higher commandments that our Creator has given us. And it's simple, again, the same reason, to keep things in order. But Christianity today, and this talk is not about an attack on Christianity. It's about walking with our Creator the way He tells us to walk and realizing where we went wrong and to come to Him as a new person, willing to give up our lives and give up everything. And I'm not just talking to people that are part of the Christian church today that are doing these things without knowing them. I'm talking to those that admit and know these things, but still continue to walk in the ways of the flesh and not in the ways of Yeshua, the way He wants us to walk. 2 Chronicles 7:17-18 says, "As for you, if you faithfully follow me as David your father did, obeying my commands, decrees, and regulations, and then I will establish a throne on your dynasty. For I made a covenant with your father David when I said, one of your descendants will always rule over Israel." And I submit to you this morning that those of you that are listening, whether it's on a Christian radio station or whether it's on my website, you are Israel. And we are called to follow Yeshua and obey His commandments, His decrees, and His regulations. They were never done away with. Never. Never. We need to do the will of the Father, just like Yeshua did. John 4:32-34 says, "But He said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know nothing about. Then His disciples said to each other, could someone have brought Him food? My food, said Yeshua, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work." How many of you are ready to feed on His food? You must be willing to do the will of the Father. Those are the commandments and the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Now, some of you in your mind, you're not getting it. You say, wait a second. That's not what the church is teaching me. The church taught me that the so-called law was nailed to the cross and we're free from the law. That's not scriptural, folks. It was the sinful nature of man that Yeshua came to do away with, not the guidelines and instructions known as the commandments of our wonderful Creator. 1 John 2:6 says, "The one who says he resides in Yahweh ought himself to walk just as Yeshua walked." Yeshua was the most obedient, perfect commandment keeper you'll ever find. Because breaking a commandment is sin, and Yeshua could not sin. And you should not sin. When we walk with Him, we draw closer to Him. With all our heart, like it's called. All our heart. It just makes no sense at all that we would fall for this lie anymore. And it's my prayer that you would no longer fall for this lie, and that our Creator would open up your eyes, that the commandments of our Creator are done away with. That's completely opposite to what our Messiah points us to. He says, follow me. Those that keep my commandments love me. Walk with me. Come to me. Hebrews 10:22 says, "Let us continue to come near with sincere hearts in full assurance that faith provides, because our hearts have been sprinkled clean from a guilty conscience and our bodies have been washed with pure water." Hebrews 12:2 says, "Looking unto Yeshua, the authority and finisher of the faith, who for the joy that was set before us endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh." And Luke 10:27 says, "As He was answering them, thou shalt love Yahweh with all their heart, and with all their soul, and with all their strength, and with all their mind. As their neighbor, they love themselves." When we walk with our wonderful Creator, we hear from Him. You know, just as we call the so-called Old Testament or the original covenant the schoolmaster, Well, what do you expect to learn from? How do you expect to understand what good and bad is according to our Creator? How do you expect to know what sin is? It's such a ludicrous thought to even think that the commandments of our Creator are done away with. It's all done. When it says we're new in Yeshua, that doesn't mean he's wiped away all the commandments of our Creator. Our Creator said very clearly, He wants the commandments to be off paper and on our hearts. And on our hearts, we need to be commandment keepers. That's what we need to do. Now, I have teachings on my website that talks about what commandments are still applicable or what commandments are possible for us to keep today. But I tell you, many of us are falling short because of the false teaching of Christianity today, and we must repent and search the word out for ourselves and not take somebody's word for it. We must come to him honestly and truthfully and repent. For the scriptures say repentance brings refreshing. In Luke 18:13, it says, but the tax collector stood at distance and would not even look up to heaven. Instead, he continued to beat his chest and say, O Yahweh, be merciful to me, the sinner that I am. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from our righteousness. Sin is transgression of the law, transgression of the commandments. If you truly love and desire Yahweh, you must be a commandment keeper. And you cannot leave this up to your own thoughts and say, well, I don't need to read the scriptures because his spirit speaks to me. Well, I'm telling you, if a spirit is speaking to you that tells you or makes you feel good about not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, it is not the Holy Spirit, the set-apart spirit that Yahweh has imparted on you. It's the spirit of the devil. The Holy Spirit would never make somebody feel good about living in sin. For you can commit murder and not think about it and not care about it. That is not of Yahweh. And you agree with that one, but I say if you break the Sabbath and you don't think about it or care about it, that's what so many people do, but that is the fourth commandment. Do not add or take away, but keep my guidelines and instructions. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. What are we doing and what are we not doing today? What are we keeping and what are we not keeping? It's time we got right with our Creator if we want Him to be right with us. Don't let anyone distract you from your walk with Him. Luke 10:40, verse 42 says, but Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she came up and asked, Yahweh, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand. And Yahweh answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried about and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her. We need to walk with Him, drop everything in our lives, and make sure we're being obedient to His word, to be walking with Him. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, indeed, our lives are guided by faith, not by sight. Sometimes beyond our understanding. Romans 1:17 says, for the gospel, the righteousness of Yahweh is revealed, a righteousness that by faith from first to last, just as is written, the righteous will live by faith. You're not living by faith if you're denying the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Well, why does the church teach this? Why did the Catholic Church try to separate themselves from the original followers of the way that followed Yeshua's instructions for four centuries? But here along came the Catholic Church, and they wanted to change the guidelines and instructions and the commandments and make up their own ideas. And from then on, all throughout history, people continued to try to make up new systems that was pleasing to the flesh, pleasing to the people, escape them from any responsibility of their own actions, adding and taking away from the instructions of our Creator. Why? Why would they do this? Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it. For I can go into many reasons why these things would happen, but it says it quite clearly in the scripture. The enemy is prowling, looking to destroy. Looking to destroy. And today's times are a perfect example how he's trying to make people not walk with our Creator, but think they are. to not walk with him, but think they are the deception. As Yeshua was walking on the path, and he said to them, they didn't recognize him. He said all those things that were discussed in the original covenant. They were talking about me. And then their eyes were opened, and they will realize who they were with. They were about him. It's all about him. You must be willing to align yourself with Yahweh's will. Amos 3 verse 3 says, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Galatians 5:16 says, walk by the Spirit and you will not be carried out by the desires of the flesh. We must confirm these things in the Holy Word. In the Holy Word that our Creator has given us. You must read your scriptures every single day to understand these things. Our mind wants to make choices and do things that we shouldn't be doing. Like Paul said, I don't want to do these things, but my mind does these things because we're trained up to be sinners in this world. We're trained to be sinners. But Yeshua imparts in us the power to repent and become a new creature, a new creature. John 8:12 says Yeshua spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Are you ready to come to him as you are and to walk with him? Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Are you going to continue to tire yourselves out, trying to please your flesh? Or are you going to just kind of leave it up all up to him and come to him? It says in John 6:37, everyone who the Father gives to me will come to me. And this who comes to me, I will never send away. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let's settle this, says Yahweh. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are like red and crimson, I will make them as white as wool. Hallelujah. Revelations 22:17 says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let anyone who hears this say, come. Let anyone who is this thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. Come as you are. Come as you are and just give yourself up. Give your flesh up. Give your life up and be willing to be new again in Yahweh, in our wonderful Creator. It's time to make that shift. To make that shift and get out of your mind all the stuff you have been taught. To unlearn the lies of the Catholic and Christian church today. To unlearn the lies that we no longer need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. To unlearn all that and to come to the reality that our Creator left us with the great instruction book of His will for us. That our Creator speaks to us every single day through this guidelines and instruction, this treasure map He's left in us known as the Bible. No more excuses that it was written by man and things were changed and changed around. No more excuses that we're set free from the law and Yeshua nailed the law to the cross. No more excuses not to follow the instructions of our Creator. It's time we got right with His words. It's time we understood why we need the Messiah to begin with, because we can't do this on our own. And it's time we understood now we're new creatures in Him and we can do all things through Him who strengthens us. Yesterday doesn't matter. Yesterday doesn't matter. It says in James 4:17, to know good and not do it to him, it is sin. You might not have known or realized these things I'm telling you now, but now you're hearing them. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Now's the time to make that choice. Now's the time to make that decision. Come to him, all you who are weary. Come to him. Come as you are. And let the faith in Yeshua change you. Change you completely. To change you completely so you can become a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Yeshua. And it is no longer I who live, but Yeshua who lives in me. So the life I now live in a body, I live because of the faithfulness of the Son of Yahweh who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to him and come as you are. It's a new day. So everything we've done previously today, he'll forgive us. if we make a commitment to walk with him from this day forward, to be diligent in our study of Scripture, to learn what he wants us to do and what he doesn't want us to do, to renew our minds and change our hearts and our understanding of all the lies we've been taught. Romans 12:1-2 says, therefore, brethren, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Yahweh, to be conformed not to this world, but by transforming the mind to know his acceptable and perfect will. And Colossians 3:9-10 says, do not lie to one another, since you have been put off the old man, and its practices have been clothed with the new man, and is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of the one who created. Hallelujah. It's time. The time is now. Romans 8:29 says, for those Yahweh foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that which had begun a good work in you will perform until the day of Yeshua. That good work, the commandments of a wonderful creator. It's time to repent and come as we are. And that's the beginning of the path, not the end of the path. Because it's time to suffer well for him as well. That's it. 1 Peter 4:3-4 says, for you spent enough time in the past doing what the Gentiles like do, living in sensuality, sinful desires, drunkenness, wild celebrations, drinking parties, and detestable idolatry. They insult you now because they are surprised that you are no longer joining them in the same excesses of wild living. It's time we become new. It's time we become new. Galatians 5:19-21 says, now the works of the flesh and manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, wickedness, and all these other sinful ideas and attitudes, they shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And Hebrews, it says in 12:1, therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witness surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight of sin so it easily ensures us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, flee from youthful passions, instead pursue righteousness, faithfulness, love, peace, and together with those who call on Yahweh. It's time we come to him. We come to him and we understand what this message is about. Praise our wonderful creator for this wonderful day that he has created. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. And let's come as we are. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. God so loved the world that he gave, and the world has never been the same. By the light of 1,000 candles, we'll experience the joy and the hope of God's incredible gift. So join us for our most wonderful Christmas Eve services ever, 3, 5, or 7 p.m., and our spectacular live nativity. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day. Thank you.